can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Those discussions in-house. But we've got Joe under contract for multiple years right now. And so we certainly want Joe to be around here for a long time.
That was Brad Stevens at the end of the playoffs when he made a comment, or I guess that was maybe draft time, when he made a comment about having Joe Mazzulla for multiple years. And everybody was like, wait, what? Uh-huh. What do you mean multiple years? Well, the Celtics announced today a multi-year contract extension with Joe Mazzulla. So he is not a lame duck coach. He is the head coach of the Boston Celtics for the foreseeable future. And Ted Johnson's here, first
What's
of
up,
all.
Guys? Sorry about that.
Got you okay?
Crazy getting in today.
Jeez, a legend up, like guys? You hits traffic?
Yeah, I thought
there was like a special lane for three-time champs.
Yeah, can't you just clear the cars, move them out of the way one hand at a time?
You would think. That's,
yeah, of course. That's,
we got to get on that. But no, so I was just like, yeah, everybody else had to get and sit in traffic. And once you get to the parking, I didn't have the official credentials to get
right,
to my parking.
Right.
So I just basically had to be – I used my
– Ted has a Red Sox credential.
I can waved see my Red Sox credential. And it just says – big word on here says media.
Sir, yeah. That's media. Fenway Park.
And they just kept
way.
Pointing
can't
me to
you
the –
tell I look the same on my Patriots credential? Right. Remember, I was here, won 3 Super Bowls. Not a lot of people look like me or the same size.
I can pick you up.
The problem is, and I'm surprised that it's this way, that they would treat us such. They put the media parking lot like – in Siberia.
It's a ways. Yeah.
So just real quick, set the scene. So when I got up here, like in the 1 o'clock hour, I could the crowd wasn't quite here yet. We've been slowly noticing it coming to be, but 3:30 is when people can now officially get in, Ted, to start staking out their spots on the plaza, Andy, and to come hang with us at the Dean College stage to get ready for 6 o'clock. So did
well,
you notice?
What's at 6 o'clock? The game's not until 7:30, right?
Oh, you didn't hear?
What's
Stacey,
going on?
Stacey James is going to read a rules of good quality media participation for everybody.
I haven't heard.
And then Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman are going to play a game of celebrity tiddlywinks.
You are going to go. You're going to wake up tomorrow with withdrawals. There's no statue to look forward to.
I haven't. You know what, Ted? I won't need a little blue pill until I'm 60.
It's for reals, man. This is. I just can't wait to get this. You know.
It's cathartic.
We got to get a video of his reaction, don't you think?
I don't know if we'll be able to play it though.
No, it's going to be
adults only. Only fans.
No, it's on
only fans. Fitzy.
Onlypatsfans.com. I have the domain.
But, it is Tom Brady statue reveal. Yep. It is Ted Johnson preseason opener here at Gillette Stadium. We will see Drake May, but the Boston Celtics did extend Joe Mazzulla. There was also an interesting article that ties into that because Bob Cousy, 97-year-old Bob Cousy.
I think you and I saw this article through the same brain, bud.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, he's my hero. First of all, if I live to 97, I'm going to be ecstatic.
He's slowly becoming my hero. After watching Celtic City and in this article, Bob Cousy's slowly becoming one of my favorite athletes of all time.
Yeah, I had the pleasure. I went to WooSox opening day, sick brag, bro, a couple of years ago, and he was in center field, and he gave like a kickoff to the season speech. He sat for it, of course, because as he detailed, it's very difficult to, you know, get up a couple times every, you know, to use the restroom or the shower, but otherwise he's happy to be at the party. And he was hilarious.
Yeah.
He went on for minutes at it. He wove in local humor, Celtics humor, pride of Boston sports, like – he absolutely won the crowd over in no time at all. And, like, it's just amazing. We're just so blessed to have so many icons overall in this rich sports city, Ted. But, like, the fact that he is still bringing it, going out with his friends, knocking back 3 beef eaters at every supper club get-together, like...
You can't even do that.
I cannot hang with Bob Cousy.
No. The fact that Bob Cousy
could
drink this crew under the table at 97...
Well,
awesome.
Why don't you give the highlights of the article?
Yeah, and he's reached that point where I think he's like, yeah, I don't really care what – I mean, I can say what I want because I'm Bob Cousy.
What gives you that impression?
Because he said whatever the hell he wanted.
It was amazing.
So let's start
– how his brain works and how sharp he is. And then, honestly, just how he's still got a potty mouth at 97
Love
years
it.
Old.
Love what? It. It was actually so good. That I knew I had clicked on BostonGlobe.com, but I was like, am I in an AI story, or was this like made up?
I didn't get trolled.
The word mostly used in this article is expletive.
Yes.
Expletive. Yeah. Expletive.
It does say like.
So Bob Cousy, so Shaughnessy is, wait a minute, Bob Cousy's saying these words?
Yep.
Wow.
Could be the beef eaters talking. Maybe says, a couple of those.
He says like crap or poop once, but otherwise it's.
Oh, yeah, no, it's expletive.
What is the, by the way, Ted, what do you think, boys, what do you think is the age of unfiltering? Is it like,
I want it to be 52.
Is it a level of accomplishment or is it an age where you just, log on to
PGAF? I think getting to a certain age is just an accomplishment in its own.
Yes, so and 97 is one of those.
I would say age is the demarcate. That's where you just, you got to be retired, right?
Oh, yeah. I think you got to be at least in your late 70s.
I'd say 80. If you hit 80, it's like at that point on, the gravy train rolls
when on. The waitress comes and says, how is it? You say, it's terrible. I wish I'd never ordered it. Take it back.
I take a little practice. Every now and then I'll throw in a sweetheart or honey just to test it.
You're not old enough yet.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Toots is a good one. But Joe Mazzulla gets a contract extension. Dan Shaughnessy talks to Bob Cousy at his usual Thursday night hangout, and he says, quote, I get the impression that Coach Joe Mazzulla did a good job and had their attention, but in the playoffs, in my experience, the best teams win. There are upsets occasionally, but I have no understanding of how the Celtics could collapse, especially against the expletive Knicks.
Expletive.
As the Knicks proved in the next round, they were not a legitimate contender. So Bob Cousy's like, not only did you lose.
Talking smack.
You lost to a team that's not that good. Oh, now, I know he probably hates the Knicks, so there's probably a little of that there.
Should. The fact he's still got the vigor and that kind of disdain for the Knicks is fantastic.
And this was my favorite part, because you guys know I love when athletes, coaches validate my opinions and make me feel good about what I feel.
I think that's pretty much what gives you
air. Yep, a little bit. So Shaughnessy writes, many of us blame the loss on Boston's over-reliance on the three-point shooting. I think, Ted, you and I are in that camp. Yep. And Cousy says, I like the three as a weapon, but not as the first expletive option. It's always going to be there for you. It's not something you have to create. You're going to have it when you want it. So why eliminate the other options? I know we're into analytics. I can't fight with the computer, but I know what I experienced, and in my judgment, there are benefits to attacking the basket first. I'll go to my grave, that made me uncomfortable, disagreeing with Danny and Brad about this. Obviously, the coaches they hire share that philosophy, so that's what we've got. So Bob Cousy, not real happy like Ted and Andy about, oh, we're just going to shoot threes, and if we miss, we'll shoot two more threes and keep shooting threes. My only question is there a change coming? Because we've already talked about Brad Stevens' comments about watching the finals and cutting and slashing and athletic teams. Bob Cousy is now talking about, is the world kind of crashing in around Brad Stevens and Joe Mazzulla?
I think so. And I think Brad has almost kind of fallen on his sword, almost admitting that they need to change. The NBA game is changing. And if you just look at the finals, I mean, the two teams that were in the finals, all they did was off the dribble penetration. I mean, they were just attack. And
pass the ball.
It was the ball, and that's what wears down defenses, you know, is moving that ball around on offense. And that's the strategy. And it's no surprise that that's a high energy, kind of youthful type of way of playing in the NBA. And so you might start seeing more younger teams win the title like OKC did this year.
And the other thing I always talk about is I watched Bob Cousy, but I've seen the highlights. You've seen the black and whites. You've seen when he dribbles around through the key.
There's
Peyton Pritchard in him.
It's crazy. I'm almost like, wait a minute. Like a guy back in that time era is not supposed to move like that.
Right, and he did. And
he's awesome.
In Converse All-Stars, no less. The state-of-the-art shoes or like with – like he didn't have cold tubs. He didn't have like cryo chambers.
Had a job to get to after the game.
No, he had a pack of cigarettes to rifle through in the locker room.
And shorts that literally
were uncomfortable.
Like, right up to the
stuff was being squeezed that didn't need to be squeezed in that situation.
All right.
But I do think Peyton Pritchard has some of that ability. You see Peyton Pritchard penetrate, kick out, drive through the key, dish. And we've talked a little bit about this, them being more athletic, being more up-tempo, maybe going back. The only thing I do wonder is as much as we may sort of pay homage to Cousy and those guys, do the analytics people say, yeah, we love you, you're a legend, but that was the 50s. This is 2025. We know how the game is played now. We just won a ring a couple years ago. Yeah, there's a little bit of that. Like, you were good in your era, but this isn't your era anymore. I worry that there could be some dismissive nature in some of the younger, more modern basketball people, and they don't read it the same way we do. Like, this guy's a legend. He knows what he's talking about. Maybe we should listen to him.
That's interesting. No, that is interesting. One of the things I want to just mention, and you were getting to – most of the highlights, which was great, but just the his thoughts on Jaylen Brown.
We're going to get to those.
Oh.
Momentarily, we're going to get to those.
So this is a multi-segment.
This is a multi Bob Cousy
gotcha.
Was so impressive in my mind.
Yep.
He is not one segment. He is two segments.
Fair
he
enough.
Is a legend. He is a champion, and he's a badass old man.
Respect gotcha. Has been put on that name,
he
which
is, a,
is nice.
Yep. He is a badass old man. So we'll continue to talk about Bob Cousy, his interview with Dan Shaughnessy. Up next are his thoughts on Jaylen Brown. And I'm going to be honest, we disagree a little bit on this one, but I respect his opinion. Jaylen Brown, how far can he take the Celtics? What does Bob Cousy think about that? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons live at Patriot Place just outside of Gillette Stadium.
That stuff gets me excited.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I don't even like sitting like that. 8.35 Jaylen Brown, final score.
9.5.
You heard it here. Joe's on Newberg.
WEEI Afternoons at the Dean College stage at Patriot Place, right next door to Citizen Crust by Gillette Stadium. Just above the new or soon-to-be newly unveiled Tom Brady statue, Fitzy is very excited. Ted's excited that there's a quasi-actual football game to be played inside of Gillette Stadium later tonight.
Ted, real quick random football question. Any thoughts on Larry Izzo?
Oh, I got thoughts for days on Larry Izzo.
That is the most open-ended random question I've ever heard.
We don't have enough time in the show to talk Larry Izzo. That's one of my favorite people to talk about. That's a good man.
An old friend of mine, an Izzo relative, just popped by to say hi to us over there, yeah.
Give my best to Larry and Tamara. They're
And now a coach on the Commanders.
Yes, special teams coach.
Larry, Larry nice was a very similar type of personality to Larry David. Like, he was paranoid. Little things bugged him, and he was in his own brain all the time, and he would bring out what he was thinking all the time. So
I like that.
He always thought he was
How
getting,
tall is he?
He always thought he.
I think
he's,
you.
He's got. No, you're shorter than him.
I knew you were like. I got him. You know what?
But he was always thinking that somebody dissed him, or you know that the insulted
short guy syndrome.
Yeah, it's like, hey,
I wouldn't know.
So he would like solicit opinions on it. Did you think he dissed me? And so he's a neurotic kind of paranoid. But one of the most awesome human beings you'll ever meet. So, yeah, Larry's that's
awesome.
Big fan of Larry Izzo. He was great back in the Patriots Football Weekly days. He was good to work
Always
with.
Good quote for you.
Great quote, great player.
I think he's single-handedly is the reason for the baby wipe bonanza.
Yeah, he was a baby wipe guy.
He was the first to introduce baby wipes, and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever.
Dude wipes probably got the idea from Larry.
They should be Larry wipes.
Yep.
Dude wipes got it from Larry. I guarantee you they did.
Because he always used to, I do remember, he would put a newspaper or something under his arm, grab his box of wipes, and he like, see you guys.
Since we're already there.
Yeah. The stall. Please say stall.
I dumped that.
What's
yes,
he doing?
Yes, that's right. Yes, Logan, that's Uncle
he
Larry.
Was wedding.
Uncle Larry is spitting into the toilet paper.
So he legit invented them.
He was like, you know what? If he just put that idea to...
If you can prove this, maybe he can get a piece of dude wipes or something.
Maybe. He should get money for this.
I didn't know what back that is.
This is the kind of random stuff that just sort of comes out where there's an odd connection back to the playing days. But you cross paths with or were in the trenches alongside so many random guys that we just don't know much about.
And I'll tell you, you want to. It's like chocolate and peanut butter coming together. It's like, duh. It took forever to figure that out. You bring Larry Izzo and Mike Vrabel together, and it is
what a party!
It's a comedic show that is unlike anything you've ever seen, and it is guys just getting bludgeoned by verbal jousting, and usually more times than not, Vrabel ends up the triumphant winner.
Because
nobody's really. If you want to get into a back and forth with somebody. Don't ever do it with Vrabel.
Because he doesn't have rules of engagement. He's going to win.
He will bury you.
Right.
Even the most smartest, the most wittiest person ever will get beat in a verbal jousting match.
Vrabel and Izzo, the new Nichols and May, the new Martin and Lewis.
Well, you know who I think would fit in quite nicely with them? Bob Cousy. If he joined Bob Cousy for the Thursday night, they had a couple beef eaters, those two guys. And back to Bob Cousy's comments in the Boston Globe today to Dan Shaughnessy, which were critical at times of a lot of different areas of the Boston Celtics, playing style, coming up short in the playoffs, and even looking ahead. His quote on Jaylen Brown was this: "In my judgment, Jaylen is not quite at the superstar level that Tatum is at. Can he carry the load by himself? I see a major rebuilding effort here. Jaylen certainly won't bring them to the promised land. White's a good player, and he'll produce, and he'll be consistent, but his game doesn't lend itself to carry a team." So, Bob Cousy.
Yep, you're
Andy.
Thinks it's a little bit of a down year for the Celtics.
You need a moment?
No. I respect the man and his opinion. We'll see.
Let's like take it word by word here. He said, he was a little crazy. He said Jaylen certainly won't bring them.
I think that emphasis is yours, not his. Yeah, I wasn't there. I'm not sure exactly.
I mean, use the word certainly. He might as well have said no doubt.
But I'd also argue, even I am not expecting Jaylen Brown to lead them to the promised land. Is anybody expecting them to go to the promised land?
No.
Go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Be one of the top four seeds, have home court advantage in the first playoff series. I think Jaylen Brown and the Celtics have had a good year after tearing down the roster and all those things. He also gets into that a little bit, the offseason and the ownership change. He said this, and this was as biting as anything for a guy. Bill Chisholm, I'm not sure, technically owns the Celtics yet. I don't believe it's been approved by the NBA Board of Directors.
When is that going to happen? I just want to stop talking about Bill Chisholm is the new owner in waiting and just get into the Bill Chisholm era.
No, you missed an adjective before new owner. The poor new owner, Bill Chisholm, must be shell-shocked. The minute he signed on the dotted line, the poop started to hit, and that's his word, he said poop. The poop started to hit the fan. Everything that could go wrong for that franchise pretty much did. I hope he's not having buyer's remorse. I think he's snake bit. Tell me how you really feel, Bob.
Bob, I mean, they won the championship a couple of years ago, but
they did.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, Jason Tatum's going to come back. He's probably going to miss a year, but it's not. It's not a full rebuild like Mr. Cousy is suggesting.
And then the all-time best quote for a man who's 97 years old.
Yep.
I'm more likely to live to 100 than the Celtics win another championship.
Holy smokes.
Ouch, babe.
That's where you go, man, I don't know if he's totally.
Could have lived without
that
one.
What he's saying.
Might have had the third beef eater on this Thursday night.
Boy, in thinking about Mazzulla, when I heard that Mazzulla had gotten the new contract extension, and then coming off of our interest in the Cousy article and the way that he sort of, I won't say criticized Jaylen Brown, but didn't give him the vote of confidence or faith you were looking for. All right. I was trying to spin it a little more positive.
And I'm fine with it.
All right.
Bob Cousy, criticize whoever you want.
Okay. So this tells me that this year, this season coming up, you guys, is a massive season of opportunity, even though both of them, you know, Jaylen Brown has another $200-something million coming his way, and Mazzulla is well entrenched now as the next coach and is probably going to be handsomely rewarded himself. This tells me the 2025-26 season for the Celtics is a massive prove it, not necessarily lose it, but prove it type of year for, like, awesome opportunity for Jaylen to say, you know, I texted you guys, like, he's socializing more. He was out in the street doing lobster roll reviews with a popular Instagram and YouTube influencer the other night, as Only in Boston featured. So he's putting himself out there to be the personality, and hopefully it'll translate on the
court.
We'll see. I know. I'm just saying, like, the opportunity is there, too.
He was kind of critical about a month ago about just, you know, where his – he doesn't get enough credit, but
he's trying to make himself more of a star. And then on top of it, now Mazzulla is dealt this very unusual hand where he's got Simons and they trade away Niang, and now you get the rookie kid from Louisville as part of the trade. Like, this roster is in such flux now. If he can take that to 50 wins or above and Jaylen Brown can be the North Star of this team, hats off and bravo to both.
Well, there's a lot of guys that are going to prove a lot of things, good or bad, about themselves. I think Cousy, his checklist right there. Jaylen Brown, I'm watching you. Can you do this? Joe Mazzulla, I'm watching you. Can you do this? Are you going to change what you need to change based on the fact that I think you lost a series because of the way you played against an inferior team. And then we had
keep going. I mean, you know, I'm curious how Brad Stevens navigates his way through
Brad Stevens, and he even brought ownership into it. Is he snake bitten, or is things going sideways because there's new ownership? Which I don't know. That could be part of it, right? There were a lot of financial decisions that were made right after they took over.
Yeah.
They dumped a boatload of salary. Was that going to always happen? Did that happen in part because of the ownership change? So they're in the crosshairs. And then Jason Tatum. We saw Jason Tatum down here for joint practices. No boot, walking around. And then suddenly everybody was like, could Jason Tatum be back at the end of the season? Is Jason Tatum going to play this year?
You know,
are you going to be good enough to give him reason to want to play? Are we going to be an Aaron Rodgers fan? Remember the Jets?
That would be. You know how fun that would be?
Awesome. Yeah,
how fun would that be?
Telling everybody.
If he comes
way
back.
Ahead. It would be incredible. He's
telling
everybody.
Yeah, but so did Aaron Rodgers.
You know what?
I know. I'm just saying.
You would be more invested in the season. If you had this feeling that Jason could come back, I just.
And both ways.
It would be a carrot that would be very beneficial to hang out there for the guys.
It'd be awesome for the season if you think he could come back, and it's awesome for him if he's coming back to a team that is doing well without him and he can only make them better.
Yeah.
Right? He can contribute to a playoff run. He can continue to whatever they're going to be late next year. So the Celtics are incredibly interesting. We talked about it the other day when I said the Bruins are sort of the fourth fiddle in terms of interest and what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Celtics lose their best player and are probably more interesting this year than they've been in a couple of years, right? Like because of everything that's going on around. And it doesn't hurt that he might be coming back late in the year for a playoff run.
I'd bet on
all of that. You're betting on it?
I'm betting on it.
Okay, I'm betting on it. I'm
sold betting. To Koozie.
Oh, you
water. Koozie.
Raise our waters to Koozie. Wishing they were beef eaters, for sure.
I got my Tom Brady water.
Man, I hope that I'm thinking as clearly and as succinctly as he is
absolutely.
At that age.
Still going out, even though I know his daughter's watching him from a table away. Said he's still going out with basically the boys on a Thursday night, right? It's like a college kid. You go out on Thursday night, he's going out with the boys on Thursday night.
He references, I didn't know much about the Sitch.
Yep, yeah.
One of my favorite characters from Celtic City. One of my new favorite players.
Amazing.
It's
coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we get back to the Patriots. We are indeed at Gillette Stadium, Patriot Place, just outside of Citizen Crust. It is a huge night for the Patriots. The past and the future come together. There's helicopters circling above. Planes are flying over. It is the news of New England. Tom Brady will be in attendance.
Doesn't feel like a preseason game, man.
No, there's buzz. There was buzz at the practices the other day. There's buzz for Tom Brady's statue, and there's buzz because Drake May will take the field to kick things off for 2025. We'll also talk to our friend Megan Ottolini up next here on WEEI Afternoons.